Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters. But before we get to the big one, let's take a look back at a couple of other movies that have taken us into space this year. When Tony Stark's invention went horribly wrong, it was up to Thor and all his buddies to save the universe in Avengers Age of Ultron.
This vulnerable world needs something more powerful than any of us.
Everyone creates the thing they dread.
Ultron in the flesh.
No matter who wins or loses,
trouble always comes around.
You've meddled with something you don't understand.
I'm gonna tear you apart from the inside.
Oh boy.
Then, after that, when a mission to Mars was devastated by a massive storm, the team escaped thinking that Matt Damon was dead. But when he woke up, he realized he was on his own to save himself, while NASA and his crew found a way back to him to rescue him before it was too late in The Martian.
This will come as quite a shock to my crewmates and to the entire world. But I'm still alive. Surprise.
He's 50 million miles away from home. He's totally alone. What the hell is he thinking right now?
NASA rejected the mission.
So if we do this?
We're talking mutiny.
Tell my family I never stop fighting.
And now onto what might be the biggest, baddest, in a good way, that is, the most anticipated movie ever. In a galaxy far, far away, it's Star Wars The Force Awakens. It's been a long time, and all that happened now just seems like tall tales that never could have been. But what if all that was real, and what if the forces of good and bad are awakened? It will take new strength and old wisdom to survive what's to come.
Who are you?
I'm no one.
I was raised to do one thing, but I've got nothing to fight for.
Nothing will stand in our way. I will finish what you started.
There are stories about what happened.
It's true. The dark side. The Jedi. They're real.
The Force. It's calling to you. Just let it in.
Now, to be completely honest, I am team old school Star Wars. The first three were so darn clever and classic. Then there were the new three, which were too much and not enough, if you know what I mean. So how did the seventh one do? Well, it was old school with some newer stuff on top, which revitalized the classic without being not enough. You'll know what I mean when you see it. No sense in spoiling the surprises, which there are plenty of. Some I liked, and some you probably won't. But one thing is for sure, this is going to be giant, huge, and enormous, even if for me, on our Movie Night traffic light, it's a yellow light. Regardless though, whether you're a super fan of Star Wars, or you've just heard a Yoda somewhere along the way, this will be the biggest thing to hit theaters since buttered popcorn. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.